Hey, hello. Your second traffic wolf got a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at honeypots. Now, today is Friday when I'm recording this, which means tomorrow is Saturday, obviously. But not just any Saturday. Tomorrow, the Saturday that is tomorrow, happens to be the Saturday of the RUCTFE, the Russian CTF, in English, E, that happens every year. So there's a MISEC team, a bunch of people are getting ready, they're going to collaborate, and they're going to take it on. I am not playing this year. A couple years ago, I captained for a few years, actually. And we did something kind of cool. We set up a bunch of honeypots. So we set up an entire network of, like, Windows XP and iPhones and Androids and weird stuff. Set it all up just as a simple distraction. And it was fun. We didn't really win any points for that, but it distracted the team a little bit and gave some people some interesting challenges to do. And so I was thinking about honeypots when I saw there's a new honeypot out now, a very simple one, for Mira. So tip to you, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, get an RUCTFE or take a look at this honeypot. And remember what honeypots are for, and I think this is a good example of where they work and where they don't. So Mira is the Internet of Thingamabobs botnet that was used in denial of service attacks, right? The ones that transmitted like terabits of data and took out Krebs and took out DynDNS and a whole bunch of crazy stuff. So this particular botnet, or this particular honeypot, will simulate an infected Mira host. And it's pretty interesting, pretty quickly, people who have used this, I've yet to play with it, but tell me that within a few hours, because the scans are going on, Mira Command and Controls will connect to it and try and get it to do things. So it's an interesting opportunity to set it up in the lab and understand what the command control looks like and what it's trying to achieve. It also reminded me of where honeypots work and where they don't. Please do not set this up in your work environment. Please do not expose any sensitive systems to this. Please do not load it up on, you know, a server you have just hanging around. Be aware that you are indeed playing with fire. And also, it's a great opportunity to learn, which is fantastic. But this is not one of these deception technologies that we keep hearing about. You're not going to learn how to stop Mira's denial of service attacks. If you want to stop Mira's denial of service attacks, know that if it happens, your stuff's going to break, and you need a good business continuity disaster recovery plan. That's pretty much it, right? What is our BCPDR? You're not going to learn how the hackers work, because for the most part, these are automated attacks. So if you want to learn how the hackers work, that's a whole different type of honeypot. It's a whole different type of approach. If you want to know what Mira looks like in these automated systems, use this. And it's also a good reminder that, again, most attacks these days are software on software, bot on bot. It's not necessarily the guy on your computer typing commands. You're not going to learn how to set up honeypot deceptive controls, because the reality is Mira, hopefully, is not in your network scanning around. If it is, you got bigger problems, and you'll probably detect it other ways with your SIM and whatnot. You will learn again how this particular attack vector happens, how this happens in the consumer space. It's well worth setting up, playing with for a day, just to see, or two. But know the limitations of honeypots. They're really good for very specific use cases. How to learn something, how to mess with people in CTF, how to have a late-stage detective control that nothing else will trigger. But they're not going to teach you everything. And they're not going to stop a lot of things we already talked about. So know what they're for, and have fun. That's what we're all here for. Have you played with it, or any other honeypots? Hit me up in comments. Hit me up on social media. And have a good weekend. Good luck to the RUCTFE teams this week. It's going to be a blast. And I'm hoping you guys all do well.